نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى is our creator and it is his desire that we accept Iman, we remain steadfast on Iman, and we leave this world with Iman. That person is very fortunate who is granted the tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept Iman, to remain steadfast on Iman, and to leave this world with Iman. Because the everlasting bliss of the hereafter is promised only to that person who leaves this world with Iman. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing of Iman. And we should try our utmost to safeguard this great blessing. We should try our utmost to remain steadfast on Iman. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Never die but in the state of being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Die only as Muslims. Die only as mu'mineen. Die only as believers. Die only as obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. That person whose last statement is لا إله إلا الله, whose last statement is Iman. So from the two statements, statement of kufr and statement of Iman, the last statement is Iman. It's not necessary for a person to be granted entry into Jannah that he utters the words La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah at the time of death. The last statement means last statement from the two statements, statement of kufr and statement of iman. So for example, a person who was born in a Muslim home and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the tawfiq to remain steadfast on iman, and he departed from this world with iman. So as far as his life is concerned, there was only one statement in his life from kufr and iman, statement of iman. He never uttered the statement of kufr. So his last statement was iman. His last statement was la ilaha illallah. Whether he uttered la ilaha illallah at the time of death or not. You have another person who was a disbeliever. So for as long as he was a disbeliever, his statement was the statement of kufr. Allah granted him the tawfiq. He accepted Islam. So his second statement is statement of iman. And after that he remained steadfast on iman. And he died suddenly, but with iman. So he is also deserving of this reward because his last statement from the two statements is iman. So one whose last words are La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah means one whose last statement from the two statements, iman or kufr, is iman, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. And if a person is granted the tawfiq to utter these words during his final moments, then that is a verification for everybody that his last statement was iman and not kufr. That is bonus. That is even more better. That is nurun ala nur, light upon light. So iman is the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Without our asking from Him, without any effort on our part, and without our deserving. Allah granted us iman right from the outset. What did we do to deserve iman? Without our deserving, we didn't do anything to be granted this great ni'mat. And it is only this ni'mat of iman, that will guarantee us the everlasting bliss in the hereafter. So it is very important that we safeguard this ni'mat of iman. Now the question is, how can we safeguard this ni'mat of iman? How can we be sure that when I die, I will die with iman? What is the security for this ni'mat? What is the safety for this ni'mat? The safety and security for this ni'mat is taqwa. Taqwa. Abstaining from anything and everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if overcome by nafs and shaitan, we do something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then without wasting any moment with remorse, regret, with a firm resolution not to return to that filth again, we repent sincerely. This is the whole package of taqwa. Tawbah is also part of taqwa. Taqwa. We resolve not to do anything that will displease our Creator. We resolve not to discard any fard. We resolve not to discard any wajib. Because when we discard a fard, when we discard a wajib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes unhappy. We resolve not to discard a sunnah muakkada. Because when we discard a sunnah muakkada, Allah becomes unhappy. We resolve not to carry out any haram act. We resolve not to carry out any makruhe tahrimi act. Because when we carry out a haram act, when we carry out a makruhe tahrimi act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes unhappy. This is taqwa. To abstain from haram, to abstain from makruhe tahrimi, to carry out farais, to carry out wajibat, to carry out sunan muakkada. This is taqwa. When a person discards farz, he is committing a sin because he is disobeying Allah. Sin is disobeying Allah. Disobeying Allah is sin. So when a person carries out a farz, he is committing a sin. When a person discards a farz, he is committing a sin. When a person discards a wajib, he is committing a sin. When a person discards sunnah muakkada, he is committing a sin. When a person carries out haram, he is committing a sin. And when a person carries out a makruh tahrimi act, he is committing a sin. And not to commit sins is taqwa. Khalid dhunub sagiraha wa kabiraha dhaka tuqa. La tahqiranna sagiratan innal jibala min al hisa. Khalid dhunub. Leave sins aside. Sagiraha wa kabiraha, minor and major. Leave minor and major, all sins aside. Do not even go near sins. That should be your resolution. That should be your resolution. That should be my resolution. That should be our resolution. That should be the resolution of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I will give my life, I will die, but not commit a sin, not disobey my Creator. If we fail in this resolution, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ni'mat of tawbah. We will use that ni'mat. But on the pretext of using the ni'mat of tawbah, we will not commit a sin. The thinking process will be, I will never commit a sin. I will never resort to tawbah because I'm not going to commit a sin. That should be the thinking process. This is the correct thinking process. That I want to live a life where I don't have to resort to tawbah. I will never commit sin, inshallah. Through the tawfiq of Allah, through the fadl of Allah, through the help of Allah, I will never commit a sin. I will die but not commit a sin. I will sacrifice anything in order to abstain from committing a sin. But if I fail, I will use the ni'mat of tawbah. Shaitan misleads us and he changes our thinking process. And we begin to think this way, that let me commit this sin, because I can always make tawbah. This is not taqwa. Let me commit this sin, because I can always make tawbah. No. Let me commit this sin, because I can always make tawbah. Who knows whether you will live to make tawbah. You might die whilst committing that specific sin. So wrong thinking. I will commit this sin and then make tawbah. Who knows? You may die whilst committing that sin. I will commit this sin and make tawbah, wrong thinking. Who knows? You will commit this sin and thereafter you will live, but you will not be granted the tawfiq to resort to tawbah. The thought of tawbah will never enter your mind. There are people who have thought in this manner, that I will sin and then repent. They died whilst committing that sin. There were others who thought, I will commit this sin and then make tawbah. They committed that sin and then the same thought came. Hold on, let me commit another sin and then I will repent. So he committed a second sin. And then the thought continued, no, I will repent tomorrow, inshallah, let me enjoy myself today. And then the following day same thing happened. And then the following day same thing happened. And this cycle continued until he passed away. So there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee that we will be able to use this tool of tawbah after committing the sin. Sin is a poison and tawbah is its medicine. Nobody will consume poison on the pretext that there is medicine in my house for poison. Nobody will do that. If poison enters the body accidentally, then people will resort to the medicine. Taqwa, abstaining from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think, my friend, how can we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator? How can we disobey our creator? And it is he who has granted us this great ne'mat of tawbah. So he has brought us into existence from nothing. He has granted us all the ne'mats that we see in our bodies, in our lives. And he has also granted us the ne'mat of tawbah. Is this how a servant should reciprocate for all these blessings? That because he has granted me this ne'mat of tawbah, so I want to disobey him and use this ne'mat of tawbah? وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah punishes very severely. Remember, Allah punishes very severely. So when the opportunity arises to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thinking process should be, Allah will punish me severely. Allah will punish me severely. When shaitan whispers, when nafs whispers, commit this sin, enjoy this particular act, at that time one should not think that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. No. At that time, there should be only one thing in mind. أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah will punish me very severely. Once the sin is committed, despite the resolve, despite the effort, despite everything, shaitan and nafs overpowered us and we committed the sin. After committing the sin, shaitan will play another trick now. Such a heinous crime you have committed. How will Allah forgive you? And by whispering this thought, he does not let us use the tool of tawbah which will purify us from the filth of the sin. Allah punishes very severely. You have committed a very great crime. Allah will not forgive you. You are a very big sinner. Now this is the time to think, أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Before committing a sin, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah punishes very severely. After committing a sin, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. That shaitan plays two tricks with us. Before committing a sin, he whispers this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And after we have committed the sin, in order to make us despondent, hopeless, he whispers this in our minds, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah is very unhappy with you. Allah will punish you severely. What have you done? And slowly, slowly, slowly this progresses, and we begin to think this way, I am doomed to the fire of hell anyway. What's the point of going to the masjid? What's the point of tawbah? What's the point of performing salat? And we continue sinning, and we become even more filthier. And in many cases, leave iman also. What should be our aim? Our aim should be to safeguard iman. Iman is the priceless pearl that Allah has given us. And there is a thief who on every step is trying to snatch away that priceless pearl from us. That thief is shaitan. What we need to do is to make sure that we safeguard that priceless pearl until we breathe our last. And how do we safeguard that priceless pearl? Number one, by continually beseeching our Creator, O Allah, safeguard my iman. O Allah, safeguard. Safeguard my iman until my last breath. When we go and perform, when we go to the graveyard and we perform Salatul Janaza, Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa sagirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unsana. O Allah, forgive those of us who are living, those of us who have passed away. Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Those of us who are present, those of us who are absent. وَسَغِيرِنَا وَكَبِيرِنَا. Forgive our minor ones, forgive our adults. The minor and the adults. وَذَكَرِنَا وَأُنْثَانَا. Forgive our female sector, forgive our male sector. اللَّهُمَّ مَنْ أَحْيَيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَأَحْيِهِ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. From amongst us, O Allah, whomsoever you keep alive, keep that person alive on Islam, on submission. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا. And from amongst us, whomsoever you call in your court, and you cause him to die, فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Cause him to die on iman. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا. O Allah, do not lead our hearts astray. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. After you have given us guidance. فَاتِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O the creator of the heavens and the earth, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my guardian in this world and also in the hereafter. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. Cause me to die as a Muslim. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is making this dua. The magicians who accepted Islam in the court of Fir'aun, and when Fir'aun threatened to kill them, what did they say? Rabbana afrig alayna sabran. O Allah, send upon us the ability to do sabr. Give us the ability to do sabr. And he is talking about killing us. Watawaffana muslimin. Cause us to die as Muslims. Continually beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard our iman as long as we are alive. Safeguard our iman at the time of death, so that we may die as mu'mineen and we may be resurrected as mu'mineen. And whilst making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we exert every effort to live a life of piety. Because piety, taqwa, abstaining from sins, abstinence from sins, staying away from sins, is security for iman. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us safeguard our iman, an effort on our part to safeguard iman by carrying out taqwa, living a life of taqwa, living a life pure from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we make an error, then we make tawbah. Tawbah is also part of taqwa. Now the final question. Final question. We have understood that it is only iman that guarantees the everlasting bliss of the hereafter. So we have to safeguard iman. And in order to safeguard iman, we have to live a life of taqwa. We have understood this message. And we will begin this cycle of taqwa and tawbah from today, inshallah. But what will happen is, after a week, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks, a person will begin to experience despondency. I'm trying, but it's not working. I'm trying, but it's not working. I'm trying, but it's not working. Abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very difficult. I know it is important. I know it is necessary. I know it is a must. Because it is only through taqwa I will be able to safeguard my iman. And I want to be muttaqi. I want to live a life of muttaqi. I want to live a life with taqwa. But I'm finding it very, very difficult. It's next to impossible. So please show me how I can make taqwa easy. You have to do 3 things to make taqwa easy. Number 1, excessively remember death. Excessively remember death. Go to the graveyard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kuntu nahaytukum an ziyaratil qubur. Ala fazuruwa. Visit the graveyards. Fa innaha tudhakkirukum al-maut. Wa tuzahhidukum al-dunya. Visit the graveyards. Fa innaha tudhakkirukum al-maut. Because visiting the graveyard reminds you of your death. And when something reminds us of our death, we automatically exert effort towards obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exert effort towards staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So visiting the graves will remind us of our death. وَتُزَهِدُكُمُ الدُّنْيَا. And visiting the graves will lessen your attachment towards the world, towards the unlawful pleasures of the world. We need to remember death frequently by visiting the graveyard. Visiting the graveyard with this focus in mind, that I want to remember my death. I want to convince myself that one day you have to come here and sleep here. I want to go to the graveyard and look to my right, look to my left, look in front of me, look behind me, and look at the dozens of graves and see how many people are visiting them. Sometimes you go and visit the graveyard, you are the only person there. They all have relatives, they all have parents, they all have children, they all have friends. Nobody remembers them. So if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be punished here. And if I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this place will become a garden from the gardens of paradise for me. This is how taqwa will come in our lives. If the focus is, I'm going to the graveyard so that by sending reward to my father and by praying for my father, I will be doing good towards him. That is the only focus. Then our life will not change. When we go to the graveyard, we should have two focuses. One focus is, I am going to the graveyard to benefit the people of the graveyard. And I am also going to the graveyard to benefit myself. I want to bring a change in my life. Participate in bathing the deceased. Participate in Salatul Janaza of the deceased. Participate in burying the deceased. And at that time, focus. Focus. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. This will be my final destination. I will be lying on the bed, motionless, just like this person. I will be carried just like this person is being carried. I will be bathed just as this person is being bathed. I will be shrouded just as this person is being shrouded. I will be carried in the janaza or coffin just as this person is being carried. My Salatul Janaza will be performed just as his is being performed. And I will be lowered in the grave just as he is being lowered in the grave. I will be buried in the grave just as he will be buried in the grave. And I will be left alone to fend for myself just as he is being left to fend for himself. Visit the graveyard, participate in burials. Read books like the remembrance of death. Read books. And finally, contemplate. Contemplate. Daily. Consult your sheikh. Should it be daily? Should it be weekly? Should it be monthly? On a daily basis or weekly basis or monthly basis. I advise people do it on a weekly basis. Take out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Sit down. Sit down and contemplate that you are on your deathbed. Go into the world of imagination and contemplate that you are looking at yourself on the deathbed. And you are experiencing the pangs of death. These are your final moments. Finally, your ruh has been extracted. People are bathing you. People are shrouding you. People are carrying you. You have been taken into the graveyard. Now people are lowering you in the grave. People are burying you. They have buried you. They have left. Now Munkar Nakir have arrived. They are questioning you. And because the life was not a life of piety, you are not being able to answer their questions. Contemplate. Even further, the trumpet has been blown. We are all being resurrected. We are being gathered in the field of mahshar. And finally the time has come for me to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is asking me, where did you spend your entire life? Where did you spend your youth? From where did you earn wealth? Where did you spend wealth? How much ilm did you acquire and how much did you practice? I have to answer this. Am I ready? Now the time has come to cross the Sirat. And as a result of my misdeeds, I am falling into the depths of the fire of Jahannam. And only Allah knows for how long I will remain there. This is called the contemplation of death, meditation of death, muraqabai maut. So one thing we need to do is to remember death excessively through these four methods. As a result of this, taqwa will come in our lives. And when taqwa comes in our lives, then our iman will be safeguarded. Another method of bringing taqwa in our lives: remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively through the tongue and through the heart and mind. When the heart and mind remembers that my Allah is watching me, my Allah is watching me, I am being watched, I am being watched, I am being watched. And the one who is watching is almighty, he can punish me, he can do anything with me. Right now, here, he can do anything with me. Anything could happen. He can transform me into an animal. He can cause the earth to swallow me. He can cause the stones to fall from the heavens upon me. He can do anything to me. He can cause me to lose my iman. He can cause me never to carry out any good amal from today. He can disgrace me. He can strike me with poverty. He can strike me with a very, very dangerous illness. He can do anything. This zikr, zikr of the heart and the mind. And the zikr of the heart and the mind will come into existence through the excessive zikr of the tongue. Excessive zikr of the tongue. When a person desires to enlighten his heart with the glorious Quran, when a person desires to memorize the whole Quran, then he finds a teacher. And this teacher guides him and teaches him how to memorize the whole Quran. It's the student who will exert the effort, not the teacher. The teacher will guide him. That is his effort. He will guide the student. Tomorrow you learn so much. This is how you learn. Once you have recited your lesson, the teacher will say, now go in your place and learn from here to here and come back again. Once you have recited the second portion, he will say, now go in your place and learn from here to here and come back again tomorrow. He understands our strengths and our weaknesses. And because he has the experience, so through his experience, whilst knowing our strengths and weaknesses, he guides us. And over time, after 3 years, 4 years, we find ourselves reciting the whole Quran from Alhamdulillah till one nazil one majlis. Similarly, in order to enlighten our hearts with the remembrance of Allah. One is the remembrance of the Quran. We remember the Quran, the whole Quran, all in one go. Remembrance of Allah. We also need to find a teacher. This teacher is called the Shaykh. And we need to appoint him as our Shaykh. And because of he has the expertise. And he also knows our strengths and weaknesses. So he will guide us. And if we walk this path under the guidance of this professional expert sheikh, then within months, within years, according to the ability of every student, a person will realize that he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala almost throughout the day. That my Allah is watching me, my Allah is watching me, my Allah is watching me. And this thought, that is the highest form of zikr. Highest form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are speeding on the motorway, and as soon as our gaze falls on the camera, what happens? Does anybody have to tell us anything? We are engrossed in listening to a bayan or something on the CD. We are engrossed in talking to our friends or our family in the car. The full attention is with the family. And as soon as our gaze falls on the camera, on the sign, what happens? Immediately break. Why? Because this thought comes in our minds, you are being watched. This is exactly what happens when a person's heart and mind becomes zakir. When he is speeding on the motorway of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as this thought enters the mind, he will put a brake. So we have to remember death excessively through the four methods. Number two, we have to make our heart and mind zakir. We have to remember Allah with our heart and mind. And in order to do that, we need to find a sheikh. He will train us. But if a student of Hibs enrolls in a madrasa and then never comes to the class for 12 months, and he comes after 12 months into the class, and he sits for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, he takes 5 lessons, and then he goes back again and he comes back after 6 months, he will never become a Hafiz. Or he attends the madrasa daily, but he doesn't follow the instruction of his teacher. Learn from here to here. He goes back and he comes back. Have you learnt it? No. What were you doing? I was just sitting there. I couldn't learn it. I couldn't read it. I am very tired. I can't concentrate. He will not become a Hafiz. That student who attends regularly, listens very carefully to the guidance and the instructions of his teacher, and with a lot of love and respect, he carries out the instructions of the teacher, then he will become a Hafiz. Similarly, a person chooses another as his sheikh, as his instructor, but he never comes to his majlis. He never makes contact with him. When he does make contact, when he does come to the majlis, the instruction he is given, he is not carrying out. He will not be able to adorn his heart with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those of us who are already affiliated to a sheikh, let us make a firm resolution today that inshallah we will carry out all his instructions and we will try our utmost to make our hearts zakir. And those of us who have yet to find a sheikh, let us find a suitable, compatible sheikh. And in the meantime, until we find a sheikh, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Minimum being the third kalima daily 100 times. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Istighfar daily 100 times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Salat ala nabi daily 300 times. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recitation of the Quran, 1 juz daily. And performing 5 times salat regularly. This is the minimum zikr that we all have to begin with. And then we can increase this zikr. Whilst walking, whenever we remember, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, La ilaha illallah. The heart is negligent, the tongue will be negligent, the mind will be negligent. But suddenly, the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in the mind. So say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, say whatever you can, remember Allah. When a person remembers Allah through the tongue excessively, then the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the heart. And when a person remembers Allah with his heart and mind, then he will be able to abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if overcome by nafs and shaitan, he becomes neglectful of Allah for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, for half an hour, for 2 hours, and he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then after 2 hours when he remembers Allah again, he will repent. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Two things, and third and final, in order to make taqwa easy, in order to bring taqwa in our lives, third thing, abstain from wrong company and adopt good company. Especially the company of the Ahlullah, company of the people of Allah, company of the very pious people, company of those who already have taqwa. Sohbate saleh tura saleh kunad, sohbate taleh tura taleh kunad. The company of the good will make you good, and the company of the bad will make you bad. So if we sit in the company of those people who don't have taqwa, who are void of taqwa, and expect to bring taqwa in our lives, it's only a dream. Let us sit in the company of those people who have taqwa. If we sit in the company of those people who have taqwa, taqwa will come in our lives. I am concluding now. What is the goal of our life? Safeguard iman and make sure that we leave this world with iman. Because if we lose iman, my brothers, we are doomed forever in the hereafter. A'adana Allahu min dhalik. May Allah safeguard all of us. May Allah grant us all refuge from this calamity. Safeguard iman. How do we safeguard iman? What is the security for iman? Taqwa. Abstaining from anything and everything that displeases Allah. How can we bring taqwa in our lives? By striving, by exerting effort. But taqwa can be made easy by doing three things. Number one, excessively remembering death and the hereafter. Number two, excessively remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that we remember Him through the heart and the mind. And number three, by abstaining from wrong company and adopting good company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullah. O you who believe. O you who believe. You already have iman. O you who believe, you already have iman. Now how do you safeguard this iman? Ittaqullah. Over and over again you will find this in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. Because of lack of knowledge, we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is frightening us. O you who believe, fear Allah. O you who believe, fear Allah. O you who believe, fear. No. O you who believe, fear the disobedience to Allah, because as a result of disobedience to Allah, you will be deprived from this great name of the iman. Allah is not frightening us, Allah is being affectionate to us. Ittaqullah is affection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O you who believe, ittaqullah. O you who believe, ittaqullah. fear the disobedience to Allah. Because when a person disobeys Allah, he will lose iman. He will lose iman. Disobedience to Allah excessively can lead a person to lose iman. And when a person abstains from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he fears disobedience to Allah, and he stays away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will secure his iman. And after ittaqullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us towards that action and that amal which will safeguard taqwa, which will bring taqwa in our lives and which will keep taqwa in our lives. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah, O you who believe, fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can I bring this taqwa, this quality of staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life? Waltandur nafsun ma qaddamat li ghad. Every soul should see, should consider, should contemplate what he has sent forth for tomorrow. That means think about the hereafter. Think about death. Think about the grave. What have I sent forth for the grave? What will happen to me when I go in the grave? What will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen to me at the time of reckoning? Further, Allah says, Wattakullah. In the same verse, Allah says, Wattakullah, fear the disobedience to Allah. Stay away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I do this? By making my heart and mind zakir. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Allah is all aware of what you are doing. By engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally, and then under the supervision of a qualified expert sheikh, progressing slowly, slowly until one reaches this height of zikr, where you always remember that إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is aware of whatever I am doing. I am being watched. I am being watched. This will bring taqwa in your life. And thirdly, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O you who believe, stay away from disobedience to Allah. How? وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. And remain in the company of the truthful. And who are the truthful? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The truthful are those people who already have taqwa. And the people of taqwa are the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In awliyahu illa al-muttaqoon. So this is a prescription to safeguard iman, and by safeguarding iman, becoming successful in this world and also in the hereafter. This is a prescription for success of this world and also the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Despite ill health, I didn't want to say anything today. I was feeling very tired, exhausted. I have not been well for the past few weeks. So first the thought came that I have already said a few words before Zuhar Salah. I think that should be sufficient. But then I said to Maulana Yasin Sahib that the cake is ready, let me just put the cherry on the cake. So I'll speak for 5-10 minutes inshallah. But Allah granted me the tawfiq, He guided me. And I think the talk was the gist of everything that we need to do. So if we carry out, if we keep this lesson in mind, very simple lesson. Iman, for iman we need taqwa. For taqwa we need to do 3 things. And if a person needs more elaboration, contact me, contact the ulama, and they will be able to elaborate on this. Please try to participate in other programs also at the Islamic Dawah Academy during the month of Ramadan. After Ramadan also keep coming. Because if you keep coming in the same gathering and you listen to the lessons over and over again, then the jigsaw puzzle will fit together in 3, 4, 5 months and you will be able to exactly understand what you need to do. The objective is not only to increase our knowledge, the objective is to increase the knowledge and also bring it into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the ladies at home also to tune on the receivers of the Islamic Dawah Academy. I think programs are being relayed by internet also. So keep in touch with the Islamic Dawah Academy. Dua kara. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مغفورا وتفرقنا بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم لا تردنا خائبين اللهم لا تردنا خائبين اللهم لا تردنا خائبين اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحمن.